Psalms. Do appreciate you. I love you from the depths of my heart. But can you look just past this little veil of tears of our flesh and see today how Jesus' heart is broke? That he saved the old drunk sitting on the back seat. Put his home back together. Put him back in financial stability. Took care of his every need. Put his family together. Give him a job. Touched his health. I'm talking about a healing of the body and a healing of the soul. And they give him praise and they testify to the goodness of God. And today they're walking for the devil. They're drinking the same old brew they one time drank. And I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about the cup of devils. We're not obeying the voice of God. Can you imagine how my Jesus' heart is broke today? People that he saved and people that he took care of. Amen. And they're back into the old things of the world today. My Lord and my God, Jesus got to be first. Got to be first or he won't be at all. There's persecution against the church. There's persecution in Cuba, in Israel. There's persecution against the church. And they're doing it underground, some even in China. Underground. And we've preached in a church where they brought us in the back door, slipped us in. We couldn't carry a Bible, we just preached. Amen. You could run down the aisle if you wanted to, but you couldn't mention preaching. That's the bondage that we're heading into today. And America don't see that we're heading into socialism. Total socialism. We're heading into a shutdown as far as the church world goes if we don't stand up and take charge of what God has given us, and that is the Word of God. Today we're making excuses, defending ourselves. When the preacher preaches to us and it hits us out of the Word of God, we're defending ourselves and say, I'm all right. God understands what we're doing. God knows exactly what we've done. The church is backslid on God, and we need to come back to God. We need a shout in our heart. I had a testimony when God saved my soul, and I want to tell everybody, is that fire still burning in my soul? Am I still alive for God? Or have I let the little voices and the things of this world beat me down to my testimony is of no effect? I was a drunk, but glory to God today, I'm a child of the living God. I've got something to shout about, church, that God has done for me. I know the Word of God is what's helped me. It's the roadmap to glory. I wasn't saved for a day or two and got over it. I saved for eternity. I got an eternal God, but I've got a path to walk, honey, to get that place. I've got a path to walk to get out that door right there. I've got to go that way. Hello? I can't get out that door and go this way. Think about where we're at today. Church, this is a hallelujah message. The best I can tell. And he said in Psalms 145, I will, old Psalmist David said this, I will extol thee, my God. I will extol thee. You know what extol means? I bet half of us don't even know what extol means. To praise in the highest manner. Psalmist David said, I'll lift you up. You know what we're lifting up today? Can I tell you what makes us happy today? Amen. When our little boy hits a home run, or our little boy or our little girl gets on the football team, or maybe she makes the cheerleading team. You know what makes us so happy? That's mine out there doing that. God's sitting up yonder and said, that's mine down there, and I can't even get them in the house of God. I can't get them to witness or to testify for me. You know what makes us happy anymore? Is getting to go on vacation, getting to do the things that we do. I'm going to tell you something, glory to God. What if all the preachers goes on vacation, amen, when you die? Think about it, church. If Moody shuts down, they ain't going to embalm you. Amen. You can't find a preacher in town. Ain't nobody can sing a song. They've took all the song books and the Bible's been removed. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Those that we've depended on. We better be depending on God today.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. I'm really counting on just leaving here. I ain't counting on death down here. I'm counting on just leaving here. Amen. The price has done been paid. My funeral ain't been paid for. But the price of leaving here has been paid for. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He said, I'm just going to extol. I'm just going to praise you, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name. How long did he say he's going to bless it? Forever and forever. If your testimony is as great and is on fire and lit up as you one time was, stand up and testify right now. Amen. We ain't fired up like we one time was. We've been hurt. We've been talked about. We've got pain in our body. We've got a little age on us. We've got sorry for ourselves. We've got in self-pity. Amen. And quit praising God. I'm going to tell you something. I got a brand new body, Roger. Over yonder, it ain't got no pain. It can see. Amen. Glory to God. It can walk. It's just going to be just like God. Amen. And the devil ain't going to be there to aggravate me. So I'm just going to praise him. I'm going to join hands with David today, and I'm going to begin to praise God for what he's done for me and how he's took care of me. He's brought me this far, and glory to God. He's going to take me the rest of the way because he's God and I'm his son. Amen. I'm an heir and a joint heir of the kingdom of God, and I'm just going to praise him, amen, forever and forever. And when I get to heaven, I'm going to really praise him. I'm going to know how to do it then. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and forever. Are we in grief today?
Bless you, Lord.
Have we got our job on our mind? Is Corona eating away at us? Have we got a child in trouble? Or have we got our conscience so seared as with a hot iron that we don't know America's in trouble? We've tried to push it aside. I see, and it breaks my heart, as I see Christians that call themselves Christians, and they're trying to push away the thought of death. I'm going to tell you, you're going to die. And after that, the judgment. We're going to stand before Almighty God. Whether we praised him or whether we backslid, we're still going to stand before God. We're going to answer. He knows my thoughts. He knows where I've been. He knows how sorry I am. He knows, glory to God. But that ain't no excuse. He gave me control over this flesh to take it to church. He gave me control over this flesh to praise God. I'm going to join up with David. He had problems. He had problems, and he cried out to God. He said, God, take care of my enemies over yonder. He said, it looks like they're going to beat me to death. He had a lustful eye, amen. He know how he got messed up with Bathsheba. But he come back to God, and he cried out to God. I'm going to praise you forever and forever and forever and forever in two verses. And forever, are we praising God? Say, preacher, you just crazy as a bat. No, I ain't. You ought to get on this road that I've recognized lately. Close it is to the end. Every step I'm getting closer to that glorified body. I'm getting closer to that home where I don't have to pay taxes or the light bill and the phone ain't ringing. Well, glory to God. And there ain't no trouble, amen. I ain't going to have to worry about them in jail. Those in the nursing home, those that are against me, I ain't going to have to worry about that. Glory to God, there ain't going to be no more pain. I'm talking about getting close to the end of the road. Honey, I've been dropped right off into eternity where my Jesus is forever and forever. I believe I'll just praise him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. And he said, great is the Lord. Bush teaching him, he said, I don't believe I know how big the Lord is. He used one of them big words I can't say, but how great and how big the Lord is. That old Mexican, I prayed with his wife and in the Baptist hospital. I met him in the hall, and he said, big God. His little granddaughter or niece or something interpreted for us there for a while. I met him in the hall. Big God. His wife had regained consciousness, come out of ICU, out of a car wreck. Amen. He said, a big God. Ain't nothing ever happened in your life. I'm going to tell you something. God inspired this old boy. I should have been dead. I should have been dead in sin. I've been shot at. Amen. I've been struck at with a knife, been left laying in the ditch, 8 or 9 car wrecks. Amen. Glory to God, and I'm still going. I was telling that around my nurse, I said, I don't believe Bill got no health problems. Everything seems to be good, going good with him. Looks like he just got it made. I reckon I'm going to be a bionic 80-year-old, amen, with no problems. What in the world's the use of me sitting down and tell you how bad I feel? I've been in touch with God, amen. I feel good in my soul today. There's a better place waiting for me. I'm just going to glorify God. I'm going to give him praise. Everybody's got problems, but everybody ain't got God. Woo, everybody ain't got God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And he said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. That tells me you can't even search it out. Go to Google. Is that what we do, Henry? We go to Google. Go to Google and see if you can find how great God is. Why, it's unsearchable. Google ain't never got there yet. Them other fellows ain't either. Me too. Amen. How great God is. This next verse, what God laid on my heart.
Bless you, Lord. Bless
you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don, good to have y'all again today. I appreciate y'all coming. And he said, one generation shall praise thy works to another. Don't hold me to this. I tried to find out how long a generation is, and there's probably some of you here know. But it could be 20 years in your family, or it could be 30 years in another family. But I thought, he said, for one generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. Shall declare thy mighty acts. Well, I thought about, let's just say it's 25 to 30 years. That'd be close, I guess. I don't know. In the Bible days when they lived to be 960, it was a generation was probably longer. Amen, brother, help me there. Amen. But think about a generation 25 years old. And if I had Todd when we was 25, now Todd's what, 51? Golly, you're getting old, boy. Todd, 51. So that'd be roughly a generation, 25 years. If this generation, I'm talking about Bill, has failed Todd over his 25 years, then what's Todd going to do for TJ? What are you, 30? Huh? 31 tomorrow. There's three generations sitting here. So what have we left off in our generation? I'm going to tell you something we've left off. As I come up, education was probably good. But if you come from low gap tech, there wasn't much hope for you in a college. Hello? If you was raised a redneck in low gap, there wasn't much hope of you going any farther than bootlegging a little, working sawmill, maybe prime a little tobacco. They wasn't much hope as a professor. But somewhere along about 1968, I found hope. I found something that surpassed driving grabs from the log at the sawmill. I've off-barred a little bit. I looked at that and I thought, how in the God's world did you ever lay 12-inch block with that? I fed a family laying 12-inch block. Another generation has passed, but you know what we have done? We've put our praise on things. Things that we can see is going to perish, it's going to go away. And it's new cars, it's better jobs, it's better insurance. The pew should be full this morning if we realize what God had done for us. To start with, He made me in His image. That's a great honor. That's a great honor. And then He sent His only Son to die on the cross, straight out of heaven, to die on the cross, that I could be an heir of the kingdom of God, a child of God. And then I sat down, amen, and go to crying. Look how hard it is for me. Jesus, my Savior, set an example. He said, forgive them because they don't know what to do. Amen. So what is our generation doing? What is our generation going to? Since 1959, that's the year we got married. But Cuba has been under bondage of communism 62 years. So, for my part, they've got something to write about. But America has been in freedom. I've been total freedom in 53 years. If I go back into prison or bondage, it's because my thoughts runs away. My mind takes control. I decide nobody likes me and I ain't doing no good and I can't preach. Everybody's above me and I need a doctor's degree. But He said, if one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. So the first thing that we can declare to our generation is the saving grace of God. And then how God can take alcohol. Bill Hawkins testified, God can take alcohol. Larry Johnson testified, God can take alcohol. Butch testified, God can take drugs. Praise the Lord, they still here. But there's some more that's testified what God can take. Amen. And they're right back out there in it. So what are they telling their generation? If the generation knew how close the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is, we'd be moving up.
Amen.
But we've tried to push it off. We've tried to put it aside. We've tried to fix it till everybody's all right. We tried to fix it. I told y'all about visiting the lady there one time. She came to the door with a baby, and I said, whose baby is this? And she told me it was her son's. I said, I didn't even know he's married. She said, Bill, don't you know you don't have to get married to have babies no more? Don't you know that? Well, don't we know today, seemingly, that it ain't right? Don't we know it ain't all right to live together, to have sex out of marriage? Don't we know that adultery and fornication is still the same as an old drunk? So what is our generations telling them? I thought, God help me. God help me. I probably need to. I told Jenny I was about the notion of stomping my cell phone. Well, I don't have to look at it, but Facebook. And some of these people say congratulations. They've been married twice. And I hope y'all can get married and have a. That ain't what God wants.
Right. Amen.
We're putting our blessings on sin.
Amen.
I know this will hit your tree. I know that. But I can't help it.
Truth's the truth.
Our generations have fell away.
Yeah.
Marriage used to mean something.
Right.
I didn't know all that marriage said when I got married. And I don't know how many I've married over the last 30 years. But I'm beginning to learn that the marriage vows mean something.
Amen.
I'd like to tell you something else. When we get saved, it means something.
Amen.
When we go down the creek and are baptized, it means something. When we join the church, it means something. When I step out on my job place and I tell people I've been saved, I'm not the same old man, it means something.
Amen.
They're expecting something out of me. I put something out there that I'm different. I'm not what I used to be. This generation needs to be greater than it's ever been before. I see each generation falling away. I see some of my forefathers that had got hurt in church Granny sat down and talked to me, told me the problem that happened up in Allegheny County. But I found out that ain't no excuse. The church split. They went somewhere else, and next thing you know, the church split, and we quit. We quit. God ain't split. Amen. He's one. He's one. The church splitting is of the devil, the author of confusion. One generation shall praise thy works. We don't praise the works of the saving grace of God. Have you ever been healed? I've been healed, Andy, of a massive heart attack. I've been healed today.
Amen.
I'm a miracle, and my eyes are not the greatest. But my eyes have been touched. I can still see. I can still drive. I can read.
Thank you, Lord.
I praise His holy name.
Amen.
The doctor said you'll probably be blind. I'm glad that I know a God that's able.
Amen.
They still power in the blood. Let me read on.
Bless you, Lord.
I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty. And of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. Lamont preached Wednesday night before last. I was a Sunday before. But I believe it was 24,000 that God destroyed. Took care of the children of Israel. I need to be praising God about that.
Amen.
And I thought about an old boy that was a drunk, laying in the floor, kicking and a wiggling, had lost use of my legs. And I thought about the demons that was destroying this body. Well, glory to God. The demons that were taking charge of this body and killing it. And Jesus come by the glorious works of God. Amen. 26 years old and couldn't even walk. I'm talking about the glorious works of God. Young people, listen to what I'm telling you today. Don't go try drugs. Don't go try sex. Stay in a cleaned up world and give God praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Sin will kill you. Sin will take you to hell. And there ain't no way out. We need to clean up, church. Hey, generation, before you young people, we need to set an example. We need to show them. We need to show them the marvelous works of God, the marvelous acts of God. And the seventh verse said, and they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness. Do we have a memory of the great goodness of God? I thought, and it bothers me, and maybe we're supposed to let one pray and then the other. But the way I was raised, bless God, everybody pray. You're talking to God anyhow. You ain't talking to me. But we just got quiet around the altar. We just, God, we don't want to raise our hands. Are we going to praise the Lord forever? Or are we going to be defeated? He said, they shall abundantly utter the memories of the great goodness and shall sing of the righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Slow to anger and of great mercy. You know, we call ourselves Christians, but we get angry at the drop of the hat.
Right.
I've never had much temper, really. I've never had much temper. But lately, I've seen it want to flare up. There's evil spirits in the air like this boy has never seen. As we're getting closer to the end time, we need to recognize there's a demon power out there that's trying to stop us from praising God. There's a demon power out there that's trying to kill us spiritually. There's a demon power that's trying to shut us down. Are we going to listen to it? Are we going to get up and praise God? I've been set free.
Amen.
I looked at my tie and I thought, well, that's a spot or something. Like I told y'all, I can't see. I looked at that right there, but ain't that a V, honey?
Yes.
Yeah. That's victory. I don't know what that's on there for. It probably stands for something, but I'm going to take it as victory. I thought, what if I got on my tie? You don't know how I am, just sloppy. That is V, ain't it? I'm going to claim it. That's just like David did. I got the victory. Ain't that what that is, honey? You know your problems? You got the victory over them.
That's right.
How about it, Mike? You got the victory over
them. Amen.
Well, here's a man, ain't no supposed to ever get his driving license back.
Yeah.
Finally, after $60,000 in 10 years, he got rid of his box and driving again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How about it, Shannon? Said, probably will never drive again. Said, you reckon he will? He said, I said, he's got the grace of God. He can. It's up to him what he does with it. He's driving again. Amen. Still probably ain't the best driver in town, but he's driving again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But think what God can do for us, church. Think what he can do for us. If we'll only let him. My heart breaks. I laid awake last night and my heart breaks. Why won't people listen to the truth? Why have we got to run off to satisfy the flesh when the Spirit of God is wanting to comfort us? That's full of compassion and love, wants to take care of us. Oh, my Lord and my God. The Lord is glorious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. His mercies are over all of his works. He said, all of thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. I believe the saints of God are still trying to bless the Lord. I believe we're still trying to praise the Lord for what he's done for us, how he's taken care of us. They shall speak of the glory of the kingdom and talk of thy power. So what should our conversation be? Not deer hunting, not fishing, not riding a four-wheeler, not going on vacation. That shouldn't be our conversation. It shouldn't be football, baseball, basketball, golf. Amen. I knew a deacon, and the biggest thing in his life was golf. It's bigger than anything in church, anything greater than the work of God. Golf. Golf. Good man. Good man. But what can take control of our lives?
Bless him, Lord.
They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. To make known the Son of Man, his mighty acts. Read that 12th verse carefully. He said, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Are we making known to mankind how great God is? Are we, as I preached it a while back in the other chapter right behind this, we're muttering and we're complainers. Honey, we need to make known to man how great God is, how great the saving grace of God is. I still make my mistakes. I still get angry sometimes. But I need to control it. It's my fault. It ain't God's. I ain't got enough God. I remember Gerald Hawks. He told me, and it struck with me. And he said I had a problem. He said I cuss. He said I would cuss when I'd get mad. And he said a fellow told me when I got more of Jesus than I had the world, I'd quit cussing. And he said, you know, I'm a lot better. You know, it can happen. If you still got to pitch your fit to show who you are, you ain't got all of Jesus you need. You ain't got all of Jesus you need. That's why the world was. We had to drink enough liquor and fight our way through and show the world how big we was. We need to be going out and showing men how great God is to take a nobody and make somebody out of them. Praise his holy name. 13, the kingdom of an everlasting kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion an enduring throughout all generations. So the kingdom of God is everlasting. That'd be a good message to preach. And the dominion endureth throughout all generations. The dominion of the kingdom of heaven endureth through all generations. That goes a long way back. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and riseth up all those that bow down. Can I tell you today, we've got some that fell out of Mount Vernon Church. that the Lord would lift back up if they'd humble herself and tell the truth and come back to God. If we'd say, I am wrong, it ain't my neighbor, glory to God. Talked to one in jail yesterday, and it's somebody else's fault all the way down the line. It's somebody else's fault that I'm in trouble today. Honey, it's our fault today if we're in trouble, glory to God. God made the way of escape for us. Honey, it's our fault today if we ain't got nothing to praise God about. It's our fault today if we're having troubles of believing that God is God and besides Him there's none other. Amen. He's able to take care of us. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. I like that verse there, 15. He said, wait. All the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them meat in due season. This might not be your day to shout, or this may not be the message that's directly for you. But I promise you, this is the message for some of us. Bless God, yours is coming. So we need to wait on the Lord. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. That's 16th verse. He said, the desire of every living thing. He just opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. I thought about, I love to watch the little birds, how they don't know anything, but they know to eat. They know to go to their shelter. And God has always provided for them. God takes care of them. And honey, how much greater are we than the little birds? If you watch the animals, God takes care of the animals. They're protected. God has took care of them. Some of them are eaten to survive another animal. Think about it. I may have to give up my life to help another one. Am I willing to lay down my life? Am I? I doubt it. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all of his works. Do we believe that he's righteous? I just can't understand. And I bet this has crossed Jennifer's mind, probably Ann's mind. How about it back there, Miss Lamont? I bet it's crossed our mind. Why? Why has this happened in our family? Angie, I know your name, Miss Lamont. But why is this? Has that crossed your old mind? Yeah, it does. I thought, why has this happened to me? Look what I'm trying to do. Why has this happened to me? We are humans today. Church, God gave us power to push back those doubts, those questions. It's coming to me more and more. The Lord is nigh. There he said that he wait on him. He'll give us our desire. And there he said he's nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. So we've got to call upon him in truth. We can't play games. We can't say, well, Lord, you know why I ain't there today. You know why I ain't serving you. You know why I ain't praising you. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. If we fear the Lord, he will take care of our desires. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. I believe that. He said he'd daily load us with benefits. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. I want you to get that 20th verse. The Lord, let me turn over here to end Psalms. Psalms 31 and 23. And it said, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and the plentiful reward the proud doer. He plentifully reward the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Let me turn right over here to Psalms 97 and 10. Yeah. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil, he preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. So church, that's for us. If we'll serve the Lord, he said he preserves us, and he'll deliver us out of the hand of the wicked. Light is shown in the righteous and gladness of the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks as he remembereth of his holiness. So God will take, he'll preserve us. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked shall be destroyed. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all the flesh bless the holy name forever and forever. I thought about, glory to God, the Bible plainly said, if we'll serve him, there's ifs all through the Bible. If we'll follow him, if we'll do his commandments, he will take care of us. And today, neighbor, I've heard it preached. I know I've heard it preached. I've heard it said, and the old drunk out there, and he dies in his sins, and they say he was saved when he's 6 years old. He's saved when he's seven. Honey, if you love the Lord, you're not a drunk today. If you're following the Lord, glory to God, you're not cussing everybody you see. If you're following the Lord, your problems is taken care of. He said, glory to God, that he would take care of us if we just let him. He said plainly there to wait upon him. He said he give us his desires and nigh unto him. And he said for us to take this to every generation. And what we take to that generation, some of them will take on to the other generation. Amen. I thought as I grew up, the thing wasn't to go to church. I thought the thing was to fight and to cuss and to drink and to run around and show how stupid I was.
Tell it, Bill. Yeah. Amen.
That's the generation I seen before me.
Yep. Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Then I seen another generation that was so tight, that had money, that wouldn't let you borrow a dollar. Can I go back through the generation before me and search out some that really love God? Do it in your house. Go back through the generation in your house that really love God. There wasn't no quarreling in your home. Mom and daddy were teamed up as one. They done everything they could. They wasn't fighting over money. Hello, church. What kind of example have we set? This ain't just a church example. This is an everyday walk example.
That's right.
When Mama lit up a Virginia Slim about that long, decided she was going to go to work and had equal rights. Not saying she didn't have equal rights, but she didn't need Virginia Slim. She got her job. I can take you to a house right now where the woman got her job and she decided she didn't need her husband no more. Janet, that's why Janet don't work. I want her to need me. Hello? Think about it. It's cause the I'm telling us the truth. It's cause division in our homes. I could say I'm done, but we're enjoying this so much, I'm going to read just a little more. I probably should have read this before or earlier, but I'm going to read it right now. In the first chapter of Psalms. In the first chapter of Psalms. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I walked into the DMV and she said, where's your mask? I said, I'm driving another car, I ain't got one. Wouldn't give me no tag. Free world, free country, and I pay state tax. I bought tags 60-some years. She said, well, I got one left, so I've gained something off of the state. I got a free mask and got the tags. This is just little things, but I'm telling you, man, is taking over. And you know who we're walking in? The counsel of the ungodly.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, blessed is the man that don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And I know these rules and regulations. Some of you look at me like I'm crazy. Some of y'all just as rebellious as I am. I don't want to be told how to trim my mustache. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Ungodly is no respect for God. That's the ungodly. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall a sinner and the ungodly appear? There's no respect for God anymore. Until there's respect for God, there's no way they can be saved. There's no way they can get right with God. And the sinner's out there on a limb by himself. The counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Are we standing in the way of sinners? Are we standing in the way of somebody being here today? If we require a mask or if we require a shot and the people don't believe in a shot, I'm standing in their way. I don't care if you got one or if you ain't. That ain't my fault. What I'm saying, we're standing in the way of the work of God. Look back through this. 20 years yesterday, the trade centers failed. Almost 3,000 people. And these weren't little farm boys that planted rice. These was airplane pilots that were willing to give their life to show America that they're not in control. Fear fell on America for just a short time. I'll never forget, I know exactly where I was working down behind Keys Grocery, behind the Bruner's house, building the road. An old boy jumped out of that grader and he come back there, he had a radio. And he said, Bill, have you heard? He said, do you reckon we need to go get our rifles? I thought, what are you talking about? And he said, the trade centers have failed. I said, a .22 rifle ain't going to do no good. I'll get something that'll blow up the trade center. But how long was it till we forgot that? I believe from the bottom of my heart, God sent us a warning that we're not in full control. I know we built back, and I know we think we've got it whipped. How fast can they be taken down again? For my part, we have lost ground. Amen. People prayed then that had never prayed, probably. Spare mine, and some of mine in that building, and prayed. But when they found out everything was all right or there wasn't nothing else they could do, right back to where we were at. Yeah. Let's serve God because we love Him. Amen. Let's praise Him because we love Him. I'm going to read one more verse and I promise you I'll quit. In the counsel of the ungodly and standeth in the way of sinners, nor setteth in the seat of the scornful. Are we sitting in the seat of a scornful person is just a mocker. Set in the seat of mockers. If we ain't in this day and hour, I don't know what I'm talking about. They're mocking God. They're mocking the faith of God's people. And we, the people of God, are scared to death. I don't understand. What would I do if I was living totally under communist country? Not $1 in my pocket. Could not depend on man because man was communist or socialist, my enemy. I've just read it to you in the Word of God. God will take care of our enemies. But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and the law doth He meditate day and night. I'm going to tell you, there's a gobbles out there in radio land that can't even get through a prayer without going to sleep. There's a bunch looking at Facebook that needs to be looking in the Bible.
Amen.
Listen, Lord.
We're reading true stories and romance books. We need to be reading the Bible. We that call ourselves Christians are laughed at in the world today. We're made fun of today. I went into a place of business this week. Sat down and talked to a fellow and was in church for a long time. Now he's in 50s, lost his license forever. Knows the word of God, but what are we going to do about it? If I never made a move for the Lord, Butch, yes, son. Sometimes I feel like we're spinning our wheels. What's the use? What's the use to sow corn on asphalt? What's the use to lay a tater down on asphalt and expect it to grow taters? I feel like our hearts have hardened. Everywhere I go, we've got to get in need before we cry out to God. We can walk a big walk, talk a big story till trouble comes and we fall flat of our face. Larry Johnson said it. If you got time after you pray for Larry Johnson, would you pray for Bill Sperling, his family? There's a load out there. There's heartache. My heart's bleeding when I look at empty pews. The smiles that used to sit and say, "Amen, preach it, Bill. We'll never leave you. We'll be here with you. We'll finish with you." They're offended and sitting somewhere else.
Bless him, Lord.
Think about it. Stand, if you will.
357. 357.
357.